This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9, 3, 0, 2, 8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
This government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. 2 days later, following the shooting at Douglas High School, Broward County, Florida, 17 dead, vigil last night, very emotional, very, very emotional, as it should be. Yet we have no answers on how to stop these killers. It's always the gun, which is not true. Okay, we'll be talking about that today. We're also going to be talking about how we can solve the problem, which is something that, once again, this is now, I think, it's the 18th year for me on the radio, and it's probably the 1800th time I've had to come up with this presentation, this speech, about how to stop it, which is the only way to stop these senseless killings. Now, by the way, a lot of disinformation by the anti-gun folks out there. Let's just be right up front. 18 shootings so far this year. Not true. 18 school shootings, I should say. That's what's being reported by CNN. That's what's being reported. No, the Washington Post, of course, debunked it. Naturally, thank you very much, Washington Post. That got out there. Let's just get right up front with the crap that the mainstream media and the gun anti-gun folks are putting out there. You see, these people want to disarm America. They want to take away that Second Amendment right, that God-given right, by the way, because they don't believe in God, of course. though they have no connectiveness to understanding what the Second Amendment's all about and why it's after the First Amendment and before the Third and Fourth and the rest. They have no conceptual idea what that's all about. They are the enemies of freedom and liberty, clearly. You know, these are listen, I know there's gradations, there's variants of the totalitarian globalist mindset, but when you creep over into total globalist, you know, you're into Nazi territory, and that's really what this is. You're into the communist doctrine. That's really what it is. You're into, you know, every other ideology that wants to destroy freedom and liberty in the United States of America. And what they want to destroy is the Constitution. That's the key thing. Break it down. Anything they can do to attack any element of the Constitution. And they're using the AR-15 as an example, as a platform. It's all because of the AR-15. It's all because of this gun that's a... Oh, by the way, it's a semi-automatic gun. To those of you in Florida, you members of the Senate who don't understand, it's a semi-automatic gun. It's not an automatic gun, as you've been trying to pontificate. It's not that at all. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is very, very important that we understand that these people that are out there saying it's all about the gun and all, these are the people trying to destroy the country. I know, listen, I've got relatives that are in this boat, and they don't even know how destructive this is for them to be supporting these kind of notions, and how destructive it is for them in the end if we give up our guns. And they say, oh, it's a machine gun. It's not a machine gun. Automatic weapons have been outlawed. Semi-automatics have not. They have not, and they should not be, of course. So the driver behind this maniac who killed 17 has never been, it's not being addressed properly, and we're doing nothing about it. So we're going to be talking about that. Donald Trump, of course, has spoken out against this. He comes immediately under fire because he failed to react quickly yesterday, at the time of the shooting. You know, he just jumped right out in front. Of course, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, when this, you know, late in the afternoon, it's about 2:40 or something like that, you know, East Coast time. How much reaction can you get? The media complex is shut down. He reacts quickly as possible, as soon as he gets the information and gets informed. Yet he's still criticized. It's just part of the gig, right? Just part of the gig. Anyway, coming under fire for that. Some good things, though, that apparently Donald Trump has now laid the groundwork for the ban of mandatory vaccinations across the United States. We'll be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about, with Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. She's a welcome guest. I'm going to get here to host the show someday because I'm going to be doing a lot of traveling and stuff like that with this new California thing. And we're going to need co-hosts. We've got Megan Barth. We've got Katie Grimes. We've got so many other people that have been scheduled to sit in for us here at Agenda 21 Radio. I'm really, really happy. But she does ReaganBabe.com and is a nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. She's also been the one who was fingering people about the elections in Nevada, about how corrupt they are, and about how they've followed the California model of corruption. And she caught them with their pants down. Or panties down, I guess. Either one. Pants and panties down in Nevada. And, of course, it's Harry Reid, filthy, filthy Harry Reid, engaging in all this stuff. So, anyway, that's just sort of a little bit of a primer. That's going to be in the second hour. We're going to then talk in the third hour about two more counties join the new California state movement. This is really big news, and I think it's really, really big that we have really broken the glass wall here in terms of these two counties being introduced to New California, because they were not going to be introduced to New California. However, because of the allowance of rural areas into the new California state movement, because it's all about ruralness, right? We want representation in the rural counties, so we want rural counties. So they were excluded for a number of different reasons in the original map. And then, of course, like parts of Los Angeles, parts of Sacramento, they were allowed in under the provisions of ruralness. So if the rural areas can form a county or a committee within that county, we'll take them in. Sacramento's in. And the two northern tier assembly districts of Los Angeles is in also. So they're coming on board. Now, isn't that nice? So this next go-around, we have a meeting coming up for the new California state. That meeting is going to be the 24th of this month. We're going to be taking in five more counties. That's going to bring up the total number of counties now. Well, now it's 29, but it's going to bring it up to 34, and we anticipate more this next week. So we're getting really, really close to that that 40 number. And in fact, if we can do it right, we should be at 40 by the end of next Friday. So that's a big number. Guys, this is huge, and we know what we're doing with a new California state movement. It's been interesting. We've talked, just to let you have a little bit of an insight into this, we've been talking to Washington, D.C. now, and it's moving. It's moving, and we are getting more and more and more and more and more positive reinforcement from you, the listeners out there, and all around the United States and even the world for New California. It is absolutely heartwarming, the calls that I've been getting, the messages that I've been getting. You can keep them coming, and you show your support on Grievance Day. We have Grievance Day number 5 coming up, and more counties are going to be involved with reading the grievance. Two more counties coming on board. We'll talk about those in the third hour. So anyway, stay with us. We got a break coming up here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Now, a couple of things. We have two town halls coming up next Saturday in Tustin, California. We will be there. I'll give you the address and everything else here in a second. Oh, well, we got the music coming up. Also, the Liberty Tour Town Hall, that is March 3rd in Marysville, California. And then additional town halls to follow. So anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. Two more counties just recently joined, and they are going to be announced on in the third hour. So anyway, Megan Barth coming up in the second hour. She's the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, and a nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Last time she was on was Las Vegas, the Las Vegas shooting. Yeah, and you know, I guess the question is, how many of these crimes about these mass shooters have really been solved? No, I mean, you know, these guys just don't run around here and randomly shoot people like we're being told by the FBI. And so, and can we trust the FBI any longer? You know, they haven't solved any of these, you know. They haven't really come to an end on, especially because they, you know, I'm not a criminal investigator, but, you know, sometimes I've had to do some really deep investigations in a lot of different things. And it's pretty simple to solve some of these crimes that have been committed by some of these mass shooters. Now, it's interesting. They're coming up with all these kind of crazy statistics that since two years that, you know, that that these school shootings have been going on. Of course, they forget. They don't want to tell you. They don't want to tell you the real statistic, the real statistic. And I know they listen to us on Agenda 21 Radio. But, you know, we can tell that they listen to us by the fact they attack our website and all this other stuff. As soon as we start doing the show and we make these announcements, and all of a sudden, 2 or 3 days later, the article drops off, or you know, there's some sort of slamming. We get that. We know, and you know, we save all these things. We put them back up. So we know they listen, and they're really not happy with the fact that there's 114 mass murders in 8 years of the Obama administration, three or more, and none of them have really been solved. Hello. I mean, who's really behind all these operational things? Like, let's talk about San Bernardino. And we can talk about Sandy Hook, too. Who's really behind that? Oh, it was Adam Lanza. Right. Just a few cursory parts of that investigation yields a lot. If you're very open-minded or just even don't even have to be open-minded, just look at the fact pattern that develops there, the real one. So, you know, where are these things coming from? You know, we've got shootings, and we've had this in Utah, Colorado, of course, the Pulse nightclub. What did we solve there? What did we solve? We killed the guy. And, of course, there's no more investigation now. What about the Sikh temple shooting? I don't know. See, there's nothing after, we got the shooters, we killed them, that's it. Oh, but, you know, every one of these shootings, there's so much similarity between them. Right? They all point to an AR-15. That's the evil thing. The AR-15, we got to disband it. We got to stop the population from, because we want to disarm Americans. That's really what the bottom line is. So who are these people behind all these shootings? That's really what, because they're so similar. They're so similar. The similarities are just striking behind. And why do we have, under the Obama administration, the killing of America, the murdering of America, the slaughter of cops? Oh, it's in the water. Oh, it's the chemtrailed water, right? That defense goes on, right? Well, we're going to talk a little bit about that in a second and get into how we can stop these things. And then, again, the biggest thing is you talk about the definition of insanity. You're watching insanity play out nationally with all the major news organizations. Because they got no answers. Oh, they're going to bring out the psychiatrist. They're going to bring out Pan and Beyond. They're going to bring out this, going to do that. Yet, are they going to solve the problem? Hell no. Have they solved the problem in all these years? Hell no. And it's so simple to solve the problem, isn't it? Do we just love to bathe ourselves in the blood of all these children nationally? Cloak us in blood? Is that it? Yet we seem to not have a solution to this. Really? The most technically advanced nation in the world. Oh, we got people's human rights and sensitivity. Tell that to the dead to the parents of these dead children. Yeah, you know, have you ever, listen, in my career, I've had to hold parents, fathers and mothers weeping, wailing because of the death of their child. I've had to inform parents about the death of their child. It's not easy. I hated it. I've had to testify against children considered to be adults in murder trials, and they go to jail for life. I hated it. I hated it with all my heart, but I had to do it. It's bad. It's evil. So when I sit there and I see these parents that are crying over their dead children, I get it. I get it like no other people get it until you've been in that world, of course. I understand it. So don't tell me about compassion or anything like that. When you can legitimately sit there and say, okay, how do we solve the problem? Then we can have a real dialogue. But right now, we're not doing that. Everybody's running around wringing their hands. Oh my God. We can't do this. They've got rights. They got this. No, they don't. The shooters don't have rights. And the people who keep this circus going on don't have rights either. They don't have these news people who know nothing. They bring on all the specialists who are totally disconnected because, you know, they got legal reasons to bring on certain guests and certain shows, you know. And they have legal responsibility, the show does, to make sure that whatever information is to the most they can, factual about certain things if it's involving the murder or something like that. And people are going to be respectful of the laws and they're not going to blow it on TV, that sort of thing. I understand a little bit of that. But you know what? When it gets to be over and over and over and over and over again, you never address the real issue as to why these killers do these things. About the manipulation of certain governmental entities that promote and promulgate these murders that need to be investigated really legitimately, perhaps not by the FBI. You see, we need to find what is really truly driving these mass murders. Why do we all of a sudden have a huge blip in mass murders during the Obama administration? 114. George Bush the senior had 15 the years before that, 8 years before that. Bill Clinton had 23 in 8 years, and Ronald Reagan had 7. George Bush the senior had 15 in 4 years. Now that's really a lot. Double that would be 30 and 8 if he had, you know, just playing that out. But then Ronald Reagan had 7. So, it's just all of a sudden, we get a black president and we have mass murders. Now, that's stupid to think that. That's not true. But some people will say that. But that's not true. There's something else driving the whole administration. The coverage. I mean, the chief law enforcement of the country is the President of the United States. What was going on in all those years of 8 years in which people felt they could go out and murder en masse Americans? See, that's what you got to look at. What is it? What has been driving those people to do this sort of thing? Yet we don't want to answer that. Oh, we got sensitivities here. We're so politically corrected, we won't solve the problem. We won't put up the money to solve the problem. And for good reason, for the schools, right? Let's talk schools right now. Schools won't put up the money because it's expensive to do the right thing. And to put money into something, and especially a lot of people in the school culture, within the school, they don't believe in this gun thing anyway. So why have guns on campus? Let's eliminate that. Let's eliminate guns on campus. That'll keep us safe. Yeah, how's that working out for you? Then you play right into the terrorist hands. You play right into the hands of these people who want to commit mass murder. Yeah, let's do that. Let's just go ahead and put without the soft targets out there and let our kids get murdered en masse, which is what we're doing right now, right? Because that's the insane part of it. We're not coming up with legitimate reasons to stop this, and we're not coming up with legitimate plans. Now, in the next segment, I'll give you the plan again for about the 1800th time.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news. Okay, we're going to be giving you the prescription here in just a moment. I'm going to check with some of my other information coming in to Agenda 21 Radio right now about certain things. We're going to see if we can hook up, if you will, to some items that I'm looking for. But my computer, of course, does not want to work right now. It's just one of those necessary evil things. Here we go. Oh, gee whiz. Here we go. Just as I suspected, and just as we all suspected. Now, this whole gun thing going on here in Florida has been, well, in my world, of course, intrigue and conspiracy theories and things like that, we have gone out and said that there's something really, really wrong and smells really, really funny with this school shooting, as they all do, because they do fit the pattern of the previous Obama era 114 mass murders in 8 years syndrome, I guess you could say, or fact pattern. Very, very similar. And, of course, all of those were geared for what? They're all geared, and they all came up with the same thing. Gun control, gun control, gun control. Now, we have been very suspicious of Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel for a long time. He's popped up on the radar many times, and this is what he did last night. Florida Sheriff at prayer vigil urges voters to dump politicians who don't back tougher gun control. Of course. Now, this was a discussion I was having with the time of the shooting when this whole thing went down and in the evening hours with several people that it's all about gun control and watch out for the sheriff. Well, here it is. our people are absolutely right. Here it is. The sheriff now. Oh, these go. Oh. Like, this guy thinks we're fools. Now, he's a fool. And, of course, then they bring out the emotional parents, of course. We understand that. How sick and evil is this sheriff is the question. That's just my thinking. If there's an orchestration going on here, it's pretty pathetic. And it's, at some point in time, we're going to get a real investigation into all these shootings collectively, because there's something wrong with the picture with these shootings. There's something that is absolutely incredibly wrong with all these shootings. And this is the thing that we're going to get down to here in Agenda 21. We have been right about every one of these so far. And we're right about this one. Our instincts are leading us in the direction that there's something obviously much bigger in this whole situation with these school shootings. And it's the end of the Second Amendment. Of course, that's what they want. But it's not going to happen in this. That, of course, this sheriff, if he really had hit your best interest, then this kids, he would have had sheriffs there.
The gun control debate raging on in Washington as Attorney General Jeff Sessions declares we have to confront this problem.
I think effective enforcement of our gun laws, focusing on criminals and dangerous people, can reduce violence in our communities and improve public safety. We can and we must do better.
We can and we must, but are gun laws, more gun laws, the only answer? Here to debate, GOP strategist and contributor for The Hill and Washington Examiner, Jen Kearns, and liberal political commentator, Wendy Acefo. Thank you both for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you,
Heather.
So you can't listen to these kids involved in this shooting yesterday and not realize something does need to be done. But then what is the answer? And that's a tough one. Jen, I'll start with you. We heard the Attorney General saying there that something does need to be done. Is it more gun laws?
Well, I think General Sessions is right. We must solve this problem, but I don't think the answer is more gun laws. Look, we're looking at two real problems here. The first is this is a mental health problem. There's a similar factor in all of these school shootings that they are perpetrated by young male teenage men who have anger and angst, and every single one of them do not have a father in the home. So it's a wider cultural problem and mental health. Gun alone is not the problem here. He had a gas mask. He had smoke bombs. He could have used a regular bomb to kill more people. He could have used his car, as terrorists have been using lately, and done great deal of damage as school was letting out. He could have killed many more students. And the second problem here, and I think this is the real problem, the NRA, liberals hate the NRA more than they love our defenseless children. And proof of that is the fact that they won't support common sense gun laws. Like 41% of Americans believe should be done, a simple armed security guard at every school, just as we had, by the way, in the 60s, in the civil rights era, we had people
there was an armed security guard, I believe, at this particular location, but there are, 3,200 kids in this school. It's huge. Mm-hmm. Wendy, I want you to answer some of those things that you just heard Jen say.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if all we have are thoughts and prayers to offer our victims, then we have failed as a society. When we look at Las Vegas, when we look at the Texas shooting, when we look at now Parkland, what is a common denominator is AR-15s. 3 out of 5 of the worst mass shootings in our nation has happened under this administration. And the only thing that has been done has been Trump has rolled back Obama-era regulations that has inherently made it easier for people with mental illnesses to get a gun. So what we're looking at here is an issue that an 18-year-old is able to get an AR-15, but at 21 has to wait to get a handgun and has to wait till 21 to buy alcohol. That inherently is flawed. And Jen said something about mental health. Well, that is actually an affront to people with mental illness, because not everyone with the mental illness is a mass murderer. So this is a binary issue here. We're dealing with mental illness, and we're also dealing with gun regulations, yeah, and we need to go there.
Right, and I agree with you, but at the same time, you know, you say not everyone with mental illness is a mass murderer, not everyone that owns a gun is a mass
murderer
either.
And that's why it's binary.
Yeah, all right, so let's move to this next topic, though. Multiple immigration plans. Four, multiple ones, blocked in the Senate after President Trump calls one proposal a, quote, total catastrophe. So, Jen.
Well, we're not going to get into that right now. Of course, we're talking about gun control. And you can see where the left is coming from. The three largest mass murders in schools were by AR-15s under this administration, right? So you see what they're doing is they're taking the play off. They're trying to take the play off of what we reported here on Agenda 21 Radio, which is the largest number of mass murders by any president in his presidency, President Barack Hussein Obama at 114. Now, that was the February 2017 check that we did. We did not follow up with any more additional checks to see if there were more. We are going to do that because... Now, the way the system works is that we depended upon a couple of different sources to accumulate that information over the course of about 7 years, actually, because we saw the trend with the mass murder situation developing under the Obama administration around 2011, 2012, and said, wow, these numbers are really starting to skyrocket out there because you now are exceeding the numbers that were or matching the numbers that were going on in 8 years of George Bush. So it started with 15, and by 2012, you're at 15. Wait a minute. If you're going to go to 2014, you're going to be well above that. You're going to be into Bill Clinton era stuff in 4 years. You know, see, that's the way. So we accumulated all this information about these mass murders. We used Mother Jones, as the basis for this. Now, not a conservative organization, but they have plotted and they've accumulated all this stuff. But there's also information out there from other agencies that haven't quite reported or don't get into that database of Mother Jones. So we had to do a lot of research on the side from that and pull out information. Plus, these reports were coming in late. So we it could be more than 114. But I think 114 is stunning. Well, we're going to get into that in a minute. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. All right, so now let's face facts. You have a situation where we have complete insanity in this country right now. We are bathing ourselves in the blood of babies, literally. The mainstream media, including Fox News, has been ingratiating themselves in the death of these children for years now. It's about time we stop it. There is a way to stop these mass murders, and it's not take away your gun rights at all. It's stupid to do that. You're not addressing the core issue here, and the core issue is these things are perpetrated by people who are going to kill no matter what the instrument is. How do you stop it? One, you take away soft targets. Right now, the left has been making all of our schools complete soft targets, which plays right into the hands of terrorists. These attacks on our children are, by sheer evidence, terrorist attacks. What happened in Parkland, Florida on Wednesday was a terrorist attack. Yes, it may have been one person, it may have been two. There's the million conspiracies spinning off of this one, just like all the other ones, and somewhere there's a truth in that. Gee, these conspiracy theorists have been pretty close and pretty right, right? Just Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. Uranium One, and of course, Russia, Russia, Russia. Of course, we as conspiracy theorists, we're all correct about those things. You might want to pay attention to the conspiracy theorists out there. They do wear the tinfoil hat, and they do think for themselves, and they do think independently, and guess what? In almost every case, they're right when they get the theory out there. Part of the scientific method, by the way, something that mainstream media should be using. But this whole insane pointing the finger at the AR-15 mentality is dumb, stupid, and deadly. We've seen it kill dozens and hundreds of people over the last 8 years, in particular, 8-9 years, with Obama. 114 mass murders as of February 2017, and could be a larger number if data is all complete. I put that caveat out there. How do you stop this? Now, being a former school person for 41 years, having been a specialist in school safety issues, having taught active shooter training, having had schools all completed with active shooter training, much exactly like what happened at Douglas, by the way, was trained by Wolfgang Halbig. He's the one who gave him the contract. He's the one who code red. You heard that many times. A common vernacular that's used in schools that have been trained in active shooter. And by the way, their training paid off. Saved hundreds of lives. The shooter knew there was active training with everybody having the knowledge of it at the school. He knew and he tried to use it against him. And he did kill 17. It could have been much greater because of the sophistication, because of his training, because of his acts, which were specifically terrorist type of acts, by the way. Where does that come from? That just doesn't come from the internet, folks. He had some other training that added to that. You can bank on that. But how do you stop these people? This is what you do. The president sits down and comes up with a bill. He provides $2 billion a year in perpetuity that's going to be paid out to school districts, private and public, to pay for the following: armed security guards at every school in the nation. That would be number one. Increased law enforcement at schools. Have designated cruisers that are designated to no more than three schools. Have security experts on the campus, armed. Sometimes they're called resource officers. Next, every state in the union makes sure that teachers are allowed to conceal carry. At one school I was at, we had 20 teachers out of 90 that were always armed at one time. That's called deterrence, folks. Now, with Jerry Brown in California, that's been all taken away. Now, why would they do that? Why would they disarm teachers? By the way, there's never been an incident of any concealed carry teacher or staff or administrator or anybody on a school in all the history of California schools that's created an incident, an accidental discharge, losing a weapon, using it on someone, committing a crime. Not one in the history of California public education. Yet, Jerry Brown sees fit to remove it. Why? That's because he's creating a soft target for terrorist attacks. That's what he's doing. Plain and simple. Arm the teachers. Arm the staff. Allow them to be armed. Have active shooter training. Provide for security 24/7 around those kids armed. Put out notifications that no more are our schools. Take those signs down. Take those damn signs down. Take down the soft, hey, terrorists, come and kill us. Come and kill us. See, this is the insanity. Why are they not having this conversation on mainstream media? Including Fox News. Why? Why not? Because they're in on it. That's the only other thing. They've been doing this for years, saying the same thing, saying the same thing. I am so sick of this. I got sick of this back in 2007, 2006, and I mandated that schools I was in charge of do active shooter training. Teachers need to be armed at all times. Certain teachers. Some teachers won't be comfortable with that. I understand that. This is something we have to do to protect our kids. It's just common sense. And it's not the AR-15, by the way. That's a whole other rant of mine. Psychotropic medications, marijuana, all these things go right into that head of those kids. Kids that are being specifically targeted to do certain illegal acts because of, well, their family circumstances, their broken children. As this case of Trayvon Martin, by the way. We talked about him. Same kind of thing with him. Not too far, Miami-Dade schools, right next to Broward. By the way, Douglas High School is an excellent high school, by the way. We'll be back.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
The Liberty Tour returns. Liberty Tour 7 will be coming to Marysville, California, Saturday, March 3rd. Liberty Tour 7 features New California State Movement. You want to find out about what's really going on with the New California State Movement? Sign up for the Liberty Tour number 7, Marysville, California, March 3rd, 2018. Go to newcaliforniastate.com and register, or agenda21radio.news and register for Liberty Tour 7. Liberty Tour 7, March 3rd, Marysville, California, New California State Movement. Get your Liberty Tour tickets by going to newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, or agenda21radio.news and register for Liberty Tour 7. Find out what's really going on with the New California State Movement.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Of course, we're covering this shooting situation in our own Agenda 21 radio fashion. Railing against the mainstream media and the insanity of no answers for any of these kids being killed in the fashion they're being killed. Well, we just gave you some. It's about time we take action, about time. And, of course, I have been doing this every single time there's been a shooting. And guess what? No one listens, right? Well, let's hope that they start listening, because we have jokers like this Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel, who's an absolute complete moron, and he should be ashamed of himself. As now he's going to be an anti-gun advocate out there, which is exactly who we said he was. We thought he was, and now he's showing it. He goes to the vigil to foist his political ideals on people in misery. How sick and demented is that? He turns it political in front of all these people. That is so sick. Yet he's not going to solve the problem. He's not going to solve. He doesn't want to solve the problem. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. You can also email me, paul@a21r.com. Remember, newcaliforniastate.com.
In the third hour, we're going to be covering all the things that are going on with New California. There's a lot of stuff happening. And by the way, I want to thank all the people around the nation who have been responding to our website, newcaliforniastate.com, in sending us messages, and everybody supporting New California and several of the states around the United States want to know, how can you help us out? How can you form a new this and a new that? Anyway, well, that's another story. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.